I'm so sorry for the trouble I caused. I never should have left home. My mom and dad always warned me. But once I turned 18, I wanted to go into the world and seek my fortune. I don't have a training to be a warrior like you, or to be a sorceress, or, well, to do too much, I guess. I wasn't thinking too clearly. I thought that I would travel and something would just happen. Well, it did. I was captured by slavers. I didn't even realize I had ventured into their territory. But then again, I had never strayed too far from the farm before. I guess I was a real prize for them. Young and pretty and a virgin. That was lucky for me too. It kept them from doing things to me until they could get me to the market. Then it was my turn to stand on the auction block as the last slave to be sold that week. Yet who do I see in the front of the crowd but my very own brother? I was so relieved. Well, until the bidding started. I guess I should be flattered that people were willing to pay so much money for a simple farm girl. But you had to spend so much gold to buy me. I can never hope to pay that back. You gave me your cloak then, so I could cover myself far better than the collar and the silks the slavers put on me were doing. I wasn't naked, but I was about as close to naked as you could get. Your cloak was so warm and comforting, just like you. Then you took me to an inn and rented two rooms for us. Wait, before you take off the collar. Well, I am legally a slave now, by the laws of our land. At least until you take the collar off of me. It's not that I'm not looking forward to having that horrid thing off of me, but... Well, I've caused you so much trouble. I am your property right now. I have no rights. Once you take the collar off, then I go back to being just your little sister. So, I just wanted to point it out to you that right now, you could tell me to do anything you wanted, and I would have to do it. Or you could do anything to me that you wanted, and I'd have to let it happen. Anything. I was prepared to lose my virginity tonight, probably in an awful way. When you bought me, I realized that it wasn't going to happen. But suddenly, I kind of wanted it to. Maybe it's just a sudden swing in emotions. I thought my life was over and you changed that. I could go back to just being a normal young woman again. But first, you can maybe get some of your money's worth out of your slave. Master, we're not outside in the cool air anymore, so I don't need your cloak wrapped around me. Even just these silks are enough to warm my body. It also gives you a chance to see the woman your little sister has become. I guess everyone in the market could see it. I could feel their eyes all upon me. I was the prettiest, most nubile slave girl today. I think I was maybe the best they've seen in a while. As scary as it was, it was also kind of exciting. Look at me, please. Don't think of me as your little sister. Your little sister did not have a body like this. She wasn't painted with so much makeup to make her virtually unrecognizable. Think of me as the slave girl you just bought. And one that caused you an awful lot of trouble and money. What would you do to that slave girl? Well, not you, because you're noble and nice, but what would most men do to her. They would take her. They would take her virginity and make her start earning her keep. They would expect her to be worth all of the gold that was paid for her. I lied about the collar earlier. I said it was horrid, but it's not. It's pretty, and caresses my neck in such lovely ways. And it marks me as belonging to someone. To you. Honestly, I wasn't as scared as I should have been about being someone's property. Their sexual plaything. Now that I'm your property, all of that fear has gone away. Oh. Except the fear that you'll release me without releasing yourself in me. Oh, I can tell you're torn, Master. You love your sister, but a slave girl has no family. And you're mad at me as well, though you try not to show it. I'm always getting into trouble, but never this badly. And you had to spend so much money on me. And you cannot help but watch as they made me dance so erotically on the auction block. I have found I have a talent for dancing, and they said it would increase my price, and it did. But I know that is not the only thing I raised. My silks come off just as easily as a cloak. I thought that perhaps someone would tear them off me today before they took me. Perhaps they would have done so right there in the market, in front of the entire crowd. Dozens of men and women could have watched as my virginity was cruelly taken from me. All things considered, if I lose it in the privacy of this room, to my brother and master, I think that's for the best. Not that losing it in public like that might have been that bad. Master, I know what you're thinking. You should free me. You should free your sister. You can always free me later. Once I'm free, I will not be so easily petted. I'll most likely have to return home and end up marrying some farm boy and losing my virginity in some hovel there on my wedding night. Perhaps I do still end up marrying that farm boy someday. Except maybe when he enters me, he finds some other lucky man beat him to my virginity. You could be that man, Master. You have every right to do it. The law is on your side, and I will neither resist you nor tell anyone in the future should you free me. In fact, as a slave, I would be obliged to do everything I could to see to my master's pleasure or fear his punishment. I know you wouldn't hurt me, but we can still pretend you could. I like the idea of you being cruel to your little sister, or at least making her trouble-making little bottom. I made you hard, haven't I, Master? Then let me at least attempt to the end. My delicate hands undo the cord to your pants and pull them down. You can stop me with just a word or gesture, or by carelessly tossing me aside. Instead, you let my tiny hand wrap around your cock. The other girls talked of their experiences, Master, and how they pleased other masters with their hands or other parts. I hope the way my hands stroke you is to your liking. It continues where the side of my body began, making you harder and harder. Does it please you, Master? Does my soft little slave girl hands make you happy? Or maybe, just maybe my mouth would make you happier. If you want me to do it, you just have to order me. I cannot resist an order. As you wish, Master. Your brand new slave girl slowly leans down to take her master's cock into her painted mouth first time, hoping desperately to please him. I can barely get my lips wrapped around it. Mm-hmm. When I was still your little sister, you always said I had a big mouth. And now as your slave girl, does it feel so small? Well, still, I'm trying my best for my master. Let me please you for a little. So this is what a man's cock feels like. This is what my brother's cock feels like. What my master's cock feels like in my mouth. And you taste good, master. I don't understand why other slave girls would fear this. To be dominated by such a big, strong, powerful cock. It happens to be my brother's, my master's. Had I known, I would have been your slave. You want me to continue, master? I would bring you to climax with my mouth if you wished it. I could not deny you if you wanted me to let you do it in my mouth or make me swallow it. You could even force your cock down my throat and gag your slave girl before filling her stomach with your seed. But you own me, master. Why stop with a blowjob when you could devour me this very night? Don't you want to bury your proud, hard cock in your slave's quivering flesh? Or maybe you want to bury it in your little sister's body? A slave girl is in no position to judge the lusts of her master. Do you want me to fuck me, master? Or should I call you brother? You can be either or both, but no matter what you choose, I am still yours for the taking. If you like what my hands and mouth did, then you can reward your slave girl with your cock. Or if you want to punish your little sister for all the money she cost you, you can do that with your cock as well. All you have to do is give the word, and I must obey. Or you could just take forcibly what is already yours, and I cannot resist. Even if I could, I am no match for you physically. You could put it in me wherever you wanted. None of my openings are closed to the man with the key to my collar. Yes, master. Push me down onto the bed. You meant to send me to the bed alone tonight when you bought me. It would be my first bed after sleeping on the floor of a cage for so long. But instead, now you will give me my first cock. I tremble as you climb on top of me. I'm so very scared and so very excited. As your little sister, I would never have become this one. And as your slave girl, I'm free to be so wanton. No, don't look into my eyes for permission as your cock pushes at me. I'm not your little sister. Unless you still want me to be. But I am your slave, your property. You do with me as you wish, and I must accept it. My will is bound to yours, just as my virgin body must yield to your cock as you slowly push into me. You don't mind? Not when I'm this hot, tight, and wet for you. Don't think of my comfort, master. Don't wait for me to get used to something so big inside of my tight little pussy. Take take it. Take your pleasure from me. Yes, master. The Lord is not gentle with a slave girl. Must she have foolish ideas? Only he uses her for his animal pleasures. As a slave girl, I cannot complain. Considering who else could be doing this to me tonight, I dare not. I think this is ending up far better than I could hope. Forgive my feeble attempts to please you, master. I still don't know how best to move my body with yours, or how to use my pussy properly on your cock, but I am trying with all of my heart. Someday, you'll treat me just right. For now, you can enjoy my innocence. You paid more than enough money for it. Fuck me, master, or brother, or whatever you want me to call you. Fuck your slave girl, your little sister. Either way, I can be your toy. I don't help but be so. Use of the collar and your cock. You can even breed me, master. The fact that I am your slave girl trumps my being your sister. Even if you free me tomorrow. Even if you impregnate your humble slave girl. Even if you free me later, I would have to bear your child. But why free me when you have paid for me forever and can take me every night and breed me every year? You can take me as my belly gets progressively bigger with your child. My master's child. My brother's child. I hope you breed me, master. Your baby inside me would mark me as yours even more than this color. No matter what, please come in me. Please, please. I have no rights as your slave, but I am begging you for this, master. I need your seed inside of me every bit as much as I need to be owned by you. I need to know. I need to know what pleased my master with my body. Made him as happy as he's making me. Come in me. I'm your sister and your slave girl. Come in me. Come in us. As your lustful sister, slave girl, is about to come from her master and her brother's cock. Saving me, but I was speaking as your sister then. Now I speak as a slave girl, and thank you for buying me and for showing me the pleasure I can give and receive in my humble body. If you ever do free me, you'll have to pretend this was all awful and it was just an act. I would not let you fuck me then, although you could still make me do it, even as a free woman. I think that might actually be fun, master. Someday. But for now, you really do need to get your money's worth from your sister's body. And that could take months, or even years. Definitely years. And lots of years of being my brother's slave girl.